Welcome, everybody, to the Hard Hit Show, on the Everything Uncensored podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and my two co-hosts, Doug and Clintus. How are you guys?
Right now, we're good. Towards the end of the show, who knows?
Tonight, we won't be recapping all Week 16 because not all the games were meaningful. We'll be talking about
we
NFL.
We never recap all the games. We usually just get off track and then, you know, fucking, and then we rebound at the end. We only talk about the important shit.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think there's ever been a week where we've recapped all the games.
No, I don't think we had enough time either. But, yeah, we'll be talking about NFL pitcher, who needs to win, who needs to do all the scenarios, and then we'll give our Week 17 pick for all the important games. Before we get started, Doug, you want to start the Tug piece?
All right. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixler.com/DirtSheetDudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. You'll hear around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time, right after wrestling. All right, listen to us. Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This Friday, unless something changes, which it shouldn't, because I will kill whoever tries to change it, even if it's myself, we are doing a pay-per-view retrospective on the 1991 Royal Rumble. So that'll be this Friday. This Sunday, or Sundays, 5 p.m. Eastern time, same channel, Daniels Controlled Chaos. I don't know what this Sunday is going to be. I do know that on Thursday, 8 p.m., New Year's Eve, we will be doing a special Controlled Chaos, basically a year in review. I believe we're all going to be drunk. A few of us may be naked. Who knows? Or at least that's what I've been told. I mean, not the naked part. I added that, but I've been told that we have to be completely drunk to do this show. Listen,
it was my idea, by the way.
Listen to us. Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern time here for the NFL Hard Hits podcast. Eric Klinith and I, obviously next week we'll be reviewing Week 17 and previewing the playoffs. Also catch us on patreon.com/EUpodcast.
Yep. Thank you, Doug.
No problem.
That's great. Get right to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I forgot anything, who gives a fuck?
Okay.
We have another show later on tonight, but this is going to drop tomorrow, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So give us
this is dropping after this, right? Like, we're not live right now.
No.
Right.
I'll be dropping this tomorrow, Wednesday. So if you're listening to this, it'll be after Tuesday.
Right.
After.
Yeah, okay. So we don't even have to plug tonight's show because, you know, fuck, we're already – tonight's show will have already happened by the time people are listening to this.
Yep.
Right. So, there's some news to get into, some quick breaking news as of yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Dwayne Haskins of the Washington football team was released. A couple schedule changes also was made during the Sunday night game with the Packers-Titans. Where the Eagles in Washington was moved to Sunday Night Football. Packers and Bears was moved from 1 o'clock to 4:25.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to pull up the schedule.
Dallas and New York?
Yeah. That was all. This is all from, like, New York, basically because of the Packers winning. There is a scenario where if the Packers do lose to the Bears, they will not only lose, but Seattle can actually get in home field throughout the playoffs.
Wow. That's insane.
So, yeah. Dolphins, Bills.
What happens if it's a three-way tie?
That's the way. If it's a three-way tie, I think that's how Seattle probably would be able to get to the half home field. The Packers need a win in their automatic one seat.
Yep.
Yeah, but Chicago's got something to play for, though. If Chicago wins, are they automatically win, or does Arizona have to lose too?
No, I think if Chicago wins, Chicago is automatically in.
But if Arizona wins, Arizona has to win and Chicago has to lose, right?
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Arizona screwed themselves last week.
Yeah, and also golf for the Rams is probably done for the rest of the season in the playoffs.
Damn.
Now,
can the Rams miss the playoffs?
Yes, the Rams can actually miss the playoffs. So far, the only seed that's been locked up so far is the five seed.
Which is Tampa.
Yep.
Wild card. Which is Tampa Bay.
So technically, if Arizona and Chicago both win, are they both in?
So technically, I'm not. I want to check on the scenarios and see what happens. They update the scenarios yet.
I'm assuming if the Rams meet in Arizona and
Arizona to clinch a playoff, they need a win or Arizona a tie and plus a Chicago loss. That's how they can make the playoffs.
All right, but they need to win or tie, and Chicago needs to lose. So even if they win, as long as they win, they're in.
Yeah, they're winning, they're in, yes.
All right, and then if Chicago wins, they're in?
So if Chicago to clinch a playoff berth, it reads, they need a win or Arizona loss, or they win. Or the third scenario is both a Chicago tie and an Arizona tie.
Wow.
Now, how do the Rams get in then?
Rams need a win or a Chicago loss.
All right, so... In order for the Rams to get in, they have to either beat the Cardinals or they have to hope for the Bears to lose.
Right.
So the 6 and 7 seeds are Arizona and Chicago's for the taking, as long as they win.
Right.
They're theirs to lose, right?
Right.
Wow, okay.
Because Arizona can clinch with a single win. Chicago can clinch with a single win.
That's crazy. Now, who would be the sixth seed? Who would be the sixth seed and the seventh seed if Arizona and Chicago win? Arizona will be 7.
I think.
Yeah, because right now Arizona's not even in, right?
Yeah, Arizona's not in.
Arizona's not in, so therefore, I think if they beat the Rams, Chicago moves up to 6. And Arizona goes to 7. I think.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they could play Green Bay again in the wild card. If Green Bay, Green Bay will lose. And
the 6th and 7th seed is the Rams and the Bears.
Wow.
What happened? The 6th seed's the Rams. Okay.
The Bears.
But if Arizona wins and Arizona gets in, I mean, Arizona and Chicago have everything on the table for them. And who the hell would have thought that?
Nobody.
And, well, basically, it's for the Rams to actually slip out, to tell you the truth, which is injuring Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Who the hell, like, if you look at the playoff picture from a few weeks ago, Chicago was on the outside looking in. Nobody gave Chicago a shot whatsoever because they were, you know, they had lost, what, six in a row?
Six in a row.
Yeah.
And it looked like Minnesota was going to backdoor. But now here we are. Chicago's in. They just need to, you know, seal the deal. The problem is that Green Bay still has something to play for.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's why I thought that was going to be the Sunday night game.
But, I mean, so this is going to be interesting because Green Bay, obviously, they're not going to sit their starters. Green Bay is a head over heels a better ball club than Chicago.
Yeah, we are.
Right.
And Chicago is playing for their lives like they did, what was it, 3 years ago against Minnesota when they had to win too?
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
Yep. So,
I mean,
you're talking about
they
have bounced out of the wild card round.
Which one?
Yes.
The year they got bounced out of the wild card round?
No.
Yeah, but
the
Eagles,
Chicago
yeah.
didn't even make it. Chicago didn't even make it to the playoffs that year. Could have had they beat Minnesota, but they didn't.
Oh, I'm talking about the year that they made the playoffs and played the Eagles in the wild card round. Didn't they play Minnesota last?
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right. And then Minnesota could have got in, but they didn't.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
What else? The AFC. AFC is even more bizarre.
Oh, this is more convoluted.
AFC is not more bizarre because I look at Kansas City. Their one seed has already been locked up. It's already been proven fact. With the win over the Atlanta Falcons, the most improbable win. The Falcons gave Kansas City a run for their money. Oh, man. And the road for two Super Bowl goes through Kansas City with Kansas City clinching the first round bye.
Yep.
So basically, everybody's just playing for playoff matchups.
Yeah.
Well, if we go down,
wild card.
Now, here's the thing. The team with the most to lose is Indianapolis, right?
Right, because they're outside looking in.
Now, they have to win. They need a win and some help.
So, going now for the Colts to clinch the AFC South title, they need a win and a Tennessee loss.
Right.
Wow.
But in order for them to just get in the playoffs,
so they need to win in a Baltimore loss, or a win in a Cleveland loss, or a win in a Miami loss.
Okay, I can tell you right now, Baltimore ain't losing. Baltimore ain't losing. Baltimore's in. Like, there's no way Cincinnati's going to be. I mean, it could very well happen. Cincinnati did do the job for Cincinnati did help out Buffalo a few years ago by knocking Baltimore out. But I don't see it happening here. Their best shot, because I read earlier, and, Clintus, I know you usually break the news on the show, but, you know, I read this earlier, Mason Rudolph starting for Pittsburgh.
Oh, snap. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah.
First.
I thought I did too.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph starting for Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger's going to sit.
Pittsburgh doesn't care about seeding.
No, they just want to get the fuck in.
Yep.
Yeah, they got the ticket. They got the division title, so.
Yeah, so they don't care. There's nothing for them to play for. I mean, they can't be the number one, so what the hell difference does it make?
So let me ask you this. Now knowing there's only just one bye this time around, how does this affect teams who already clinched playoff spots and don't really care, especially like a team like Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh, like you said, they're benching Ben the Big Ben. How do you think other teams look at it? Like Kansas City, you think Kansas City will rest on their starters this week?
Well, they are.
They might.
They are. No, they are.
Okay.
Andy Reid's already confirmed it.
Is Buffalo going to sit, guys? Because they had a short week.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I think Indianapolis, I think Frank Reich needs to call somebody and be like, can you help us out here and play your people so we can get in? Like, Frank Reich needs to start shifting some money around.
Indy and Arizona screwed themselves this week.
So you think, because to tell you the truth, the only thing I really did, I do think that Miami was the only one now knowing, because I would think Buffalo will want to play hard enough to get that 2 seed.
Yeah.
I mean, already they have a lot of momentum.
I think they have a shit ton
of momentum. Now, here's the thing. If they're the two, they play the seven in the first round, right?
Right.
All right, is the seven right now Miami?
I think so.
But if they beat Miami, then Miami's out. Or Miami's out as long as Indianapolis wins, right?
Right.
The Browns are
number
seven.
No, right now the seventh. The Browns are seventh. Miami's five.
All right. So if I'm trying to think of how the hell this is going to work, then.
Yeah.
If Miami wins, if Indianapolis wins, Indianapolis, as long as somebody else loses.
No. As long as one of the wild card team loses, Miami, the Colts gets that spot.
All right, so they're going to get that spot. Yep. So if Miami loses and Indianapolis wins, Indianapolis leapfrogs Cleveland to six?
I think whoever this is going to backdoors in. I'm not sure about how the season is because they'll all be tied at 11-5. So that's going by tie-breaking procedures and all that other stuff. Conference
records. Does Cleveland move up to six and Indy go to seven?
I'm thinking that everybody will just probably that team will get locked up. Those two wildcard team rises a spot and then Indianapolis backdoors its way in.
Because I'm thinking that if anybody's going to lose their spot on Sunday, it's going to be Miami.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Because I don't think Pittsburgh gives a shit to where they're going to play against Cleveland. The only way Buffalo's going to care is if they don't want to play Miami.
Yeah.
All right, but we have the South on the line. AFC South is also up for grabs as well.
Right. Well, if Tennessee loses, are they out?
Well, let's see. they give me the prop, but they don't tell me, because there's a scenario that Tennessee cannot make the playoffs.
Wow. How crazy is that?
This whole thing is, like, we're all going to be fucking sitting there watching on Sunday and it, all with a fucking pen and a pad of paper trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
I know.
I think the Dolphins are rooting more confusing than the NFC. No, you're true.
The Dolphins are rooting for Houston to lose because they get their draft pick, which could be a top three pick.
Right. This whole thing is nuts, because then also you got to remember, I mean, whichever team doesn't make the playoffs, honest to God, whichever team does not make the playoffs, their coach is more than likely getting fired.
Besides maybe Tennessee and Indy.
Yeah, I don't see Vrabel going anywhere. I don't see Frank Wright going anywhere. Stefanski and Flores did a hell of a job this year, so I really don't see them getting fired. I'm talking more like the NFC. If Matt Nagy can't get the Bears to the playoffs, he might as well kiss his job goodbye.
I honestly think he saved it in the last couple of weeks, no matter what happens. But that just—I
mean, I
don't know.
I don't know. I think he's in trouble.
I think the Chargers coach is in trouble. I think Jacksonville's coach is in trouble. And Jets. Those are the three teams I expect them to fire the coach on Black Monday.
So this time next week,
we're talking about those three coaches out of the job.
So let me ask, do you see Doug Peterson's coach, Coach Century, do you think he's in trouble too?
If they get blown out on Sunday night, they might.
Well, first of all, here's the thing. They have nobody to blame but themselves for their loss to Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, yes, they were screwed out of a call. Okay, and I'm gonna get into that real quick. I'm trying not to spend too long on it because I'm going to say stuff that's probably going to get us all in trouble. All right.
Not me. I'm cool. I got my
That was a fumble.
Ready.
That was a fucking fumble.
Yep.
Well, you talking about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not a fumble, right? his knee was down. I apologize.
Yeah.
His knee was down. You could clearly see it. The NFL rules expert on on Fox even said, no, his knee is down. They're not, and that's going to be reversed. The NFL head of officiating, Al Riverone, is the biggest fucking dumb fuck in the history of dumb fucks. This fucking moron, ever since he took the job, the officiating has gotten worse. All right? That's because he doesn't take the time to watch the monitor. What this fucking moron is probably doing in New York, he's probably watching porn when he's supposed to be watching the games. And when they call him and say, Mr. Riverone, we need you to take a phone, we need you to take a look at this game, he's probably like, no, just leave the call as is. I'm too busy watching Sherry DeVille take it up the ass. I don't care about these games. I got to watch this starlet take it up the ass first. Then I'll pay attention to the games. So this stupid motherfucker who probably can't even call his wife on the phone, can't call a play correctly. He might as well go work for the WWE. Because he's acting like those referees, because those referees are paid to be I'm going to watch my words here. Those referees are paid to be stupid because it's scripted.
Right.
People are going to start to think that the NFL is fixed because this asshole can't have his referees call a game correct. And I'm not blaming the referees on the field because there's a lot of shit going on in the field. You're supposed to have a team of assholes in New York led by this stupid motherfucker watching these goddamn monitors. All right. They have offices filled with like 15, 16 monitors so you could watch all these fucking things. And this idiot can't make one goddamn call correctly.
Nope.
All right. He is so fucking stupid. All right. That was not a fumble. Hurts' knee was down. It was even confirmed by the rules analyst at NFL is on Fox. All right. These guys, here's the thing. These rules analysts that they have, they call the rules correctly. The only reason why they're no longer the heads of officiating is because they got tired of assholes like me calling them stupid because of like the one or two bad calls that they've made. Over the years, the calls haven't been as bad when these guys were in charge as it has been since Al Riverone took over from Dean Blandino.
Right. You're right.
Dean Blandino needs to be thrown in front of a bus just for giving the job to this asshole.
Can't argue that.
All right. Al Riverone is ruining the game of football because he's starting to make people realize, including myself, starting to make people think that the game is fixed.
Well,
yeah.
Technically, I'm not on one because I have seen it. I actually seen it the last couple of years in Patriots game with Tom Brady. I seen video evidence of Tom Brady controlling the play clock. I have singling to the sideline guns and put an extra 25 seconds on a play clock before. I've seen that before. It's actually video evidence on there.
The officiating in the NFL has gotten worse since this moron took over.
And he took over during what? What year was this?
I think he took over in 2018 because I'm pretty sure he was the asshole that decided not to review the pass interference.
Is that the NFC Championship game, pass interference?
Yeah. Yeah. Because when he was even asked about it, he's like, did they make the wrong call? And he goes, yeah, but I stand behind them. I stand behind their officials. Yes, they made the wrong call, but it is what it is. Rams won. Get over it.
Yep.
No, you motherfucker. If you're watching the goddamn game like you're supposed to instead of watching gay porn, then you can call them and be like, no, this needs to be reviewed.
Exactly.
Put your eyes on the goddamn TV like you're supposed to, because that is your fucking job, and watch what these referees are doing, because the referees can't keep track of all the action, right? It's very hard for an official to do that. It is your job, because you are the head of officiating, to realize when your people screw up, and when they screw up, you correct the call, which is what you're supposed to do, because that is your job. Can you guys still hear me?
I mean, the Browns call.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Here's the thing about the Browns call. The Browns call is an actual rule that I believe needs to be changed. Now, Clinton, you and I kind of argued about this before when you went on air.
Yeah.
I personally believe that if the ball is fumbled, if the receiving team recovers the ball, it should count, no matter who it is. Not this whole, oh, the person that fumbled the ball needs to recover. Well, what if he can't?
Okay. So the rule states, like, inside 2 minutes, the only time the ball is allowed to be a fumble is allowed to be advanced by the recovering team, the person who fumbles the ball.
All right, well, and within 2 minutes, so what does that mean? Does that mean Baker Mayfield has to fucking glue his hand to the goddamn ball?
So within the last 2 minutes of the game. 2 minutes between, all
right, so within the last 2 minutes of the game, Baker Mayfield has to cover his hand in fucking super glue and put his hand on the ball. That's basically what this rule is telling us, right?
Right.
That's a bunch of fucking horse shit. You can't do that. All right, how is Baker Mayfield supposed to, control? I mean, he was under a lot of pressure. They had no goddamn receivers. He had to control the ball. Or he put it on himself. So he's already got all this pressure on him. So now you're saying, well, if you fumble the ball, you have to get it right away. Well, what if you can't? That is a stupid goddamn rule that needs to be changed. I know that, you're trying to make sense of it. I don't give a shit. It's a stupid fucking rule. You're basically telling the guy, within 2 minutes of the game, don't be stupid enough to fumble the ball or else you're screwed. Fuck you. All right, it's a big game here. Leave me the fuck alone. If I fumble the ball and one of my teammates helps me out here, it should count.
I agree.
If you don't like it, fuck off.
It is a dumb rule.
I don't care if the rule makes sense to anybody else. It does not make sense to me, and it should be changed. The head of officiating should be changed. It should no longer be Al Riverone. And then when somebody actually takes over and they throw that fucker out of the window of his office, which I hope is 50 stories up, and somebody takes over, the first thing they should do is change that rule because that rule is stupid and it's screwed over Cleveland. And trust me, I don't like Cleveland, but they got screwed.
Yeah, they did.
See, I have to go back and watch the play. I know nothing about this play, so I have no. What you're talking about, I didn't see the play, so I don't have no suggestions about why you feel so upset and strongly about this rule. Like, I have seen the rule affect teams before when it comes to touchdowns being called back in the last 2 minutes this year. I forgot it was one game he did. One game that happened to. They called it.
But yeah, no, I think the rule is wrong. All right, personally, again, because that puts too much pressure on the quarterback. All right, and then when somebody else, but then when Kareem Hunt basically bailed Baker Mayfield out, they basically looked at Kareem Hunt and said, "No, go fuck yourself." Even though you basically saved the game for your team, we're going to fuck you, and that's it.
Yep.
No, that's a bunch of horse shit.
I agree with
that.
That's
just a bunch of horse shit. I mean, I know rules are rules, but rules are only as good as the people that write them.
Yep. There's a lot of rules that should be changed, especially
Right.
PI calls and stuff. We're not going to get into that.
And again, I don't like Baker Mayfield. I think he is a boob.
I don't either.
Okay? Yeah. I think he is a complete idiot. But what happened to him was wrong. I don't care if it's a rule or not. That rule is wrong.
Imagine if it happened in the playoffs for Super Bowl. That would be horseshit. Cost you a Super Bowl?
All right.
Damn.
Yeah. I would feel this strongly if it happened to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. If I felt anybody got screwed by even Dallas, if Dallas got screwed like that,
Yeah. The rule needs to be changed.
Like a few years ago in the playoffs when it was Dallas and Detroit, and Dallas had that there was a pass interference on Dallas, but then the referee picked the flag back up, put it in his pocket, and said, "I don't know what you're talking about. There's no flag." Detroit got screwed. But then the next week there was a no call. There was a no catch call on Dez, even though he clearly caught the ball. Now, Dallas deserved to get screwed like that because they screwed Detroit, but it was more the referees, okay? Dallas basically paid the price for the referees screwing Detroit because now the referees had figured, okay, well, we got to screw Dallas now. It's because these assholes can't do their fucking jobs.
Yeah, they need to get better at face shaming and change the rules.
I mean, they'd be better. I swear to God, with how some of these officials are now, and especially this asshole running them, they're better off just taking it to Twitter and be like, is this pass interference, yes or no? Do a 10-minute Twitter poll and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's better off than these officials that they, and some of them do a great job. I'm not saying that they don't. But when you have the biggest dumb fuck in the history of dumb fucks as your head of officiating, you are screwed. You are better off having Vince McMahon be the head of these officials, and Vince McMahon has stupid officials in his own right because they're scripted to be stupid.
Yeah.
Very true.
Okay. And again, I mean, Clint, go back and watch the play. I mean, if you agree with me, great. If you don't, that's fine. I'm just saying that's just how I feel. I feel Cleveland got screwed.
Oh no, I'm not saying I can't really argue something I did not call, see, nor watch. So, like I said, I'll watch the play and then we can get back on into Atlanta Common Date.
Yep.
But yeah, no. I just that's just how I feel. And again, I'm not taking up for Cleveland. I don't like Cleveland.
I do either.
Respect what they've been able to do this year, and I respect Kevin Stefanski for the fact that he's been able to turn the franchise around.
Yep. And that
Baker Mayfield,
cost him a
I think Baker Mayfield is a jackass. I don't like him. But he had it put to him the other day, and I didn't like it.
Exactly. And who knows, that call could very well cost the round of playoff work.
Well, hell, the call went in the Jets' favor, and that call the call went in the Jets' favor, and that call cost the Jets Trevor Lawrence.
Yep, the Jets are stupid enough to win that game.
Well, I think once that went to be done, it was like they wasn't really caring about the first overall pick, rather than just getting having wins under their belts. Yes,
you don't want to go 0-16. All right. I don't care who you are. You want to get at least one win.
Yeah, and Jacksonville hasn't won since week one.
And that's what – and they tell you the truth, that win is costing them that their shot in the playoffs. That's exactly why they're not in the playoffs.
True.
I mean,
so,
look, guys, I mean, it's still going to be an exciting week 17. I just hope that there's no calls.
No calls.
It's I just hope that there's no calls that really cost anybody games. And I hope that, like, if they have to, like, the referees just kind of just fend for themselves and be like, you know what? This should technically be reviewed, but our boss in New York is a stupid son of a bitch, so we can't trust him.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, Eric, what I want you to do is tweet this episode and even bookmark the start of my rant on Al Riverone. Tweet this episode to all 32 football teams.
All 32. Okay.
Please, all 32 teams. Because I want them all to hear. Now, I don't know if any of them are going to listen to that. One of them might. And then I want to see, because to be honest with you, I want them to come back at me. I want somebody from the NFL, I swear to God, like I'm not like making this up. I want somebody from the NFL or the NFL's head office or whatever to come back at me and be like, you know, why would you say such a thing? And I'll be like, because it's true. Or maybe like they'll hear me and the light bulb will go off in their heads and be like, you know what, this guy really is stupid. Not me, Al Riverone. I mean, they might say that about me too, but yeah, no. When this episode drops, or when you drop this episode, tweet it to all 32 teams.
Okay, I will. Can I tag you too?
Yeah, do it. Let's make some noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll hashtag referees are stupid.
Hashtag referees are stupid.
I mean, what else scenarios are there for this week, Sunday, besides the ones we talked about? Washington has to win.
So Washington is basically your win and your end type of deal. The between NFC East division crown is on the line. Basically, if Washington wins, they're in. If not, the winner of the Pack, the Giants and Cowboys, they'll be division champs.
So the
you
winner
realize
of
that the
Dallas...
Cowboys are gonna. They, you realize the Cowboys are gonna backdoor themselves in, right?
Yeah, I said that last week. So Dallas is gonna have to wait until 11 p.m. to find out if they made it play out. Yeah.
Basically.
Wow. So the Eagles lose to the Cowboys, and then they're going to help the Eagles. They're going to help the Cowboys get in the following week.
Well, so I'm not giving that up. I have faith in the Giants. I'm rooting for Joe Judge. I'm rooting for a special team. And the only thing I thought was the worst hire in football was Judge. I'm rooting for this man to win this game on Sunday.
Well, remember who the Giants' offensive coordinator is.
Jason Garrett.
Yeah. Right. You think Jason Garrett wants to see that team go to the playoffs after they dicked him around last year?
No. No, no, no.
He'll come up with something.
Is Daniel Jones playing?
That's a good question. But to tell you the truth,
if he is, then the Giants are screwed.
I think the Giants are better off with Colt McCoy than it is with Daniel Jones right now.
He might be.
I mean, here's the thing. Washington fumbled the ball or dropped the ball big time this past Sunday. They should have beat Carolina. But Dwayne Haskins is just not good.
He's a boob.
He was great in college. I don't know what happened.
Well, Clint, they all do great in college. And then when you get to the big times, it's just like, okay, you know, you can't handle the big stage. How many times have we said that about different wrestlers that have excelled in other places, but they get to WWE and they can't do shit?
Well, number one, that's one booking. that's a lot to do on booking nowadays, and it is just they can't do stuff.
I mean, but a lot of it, though, too, is, you know, it can almost be said the same thing with the NFL, because when you're put with a team that just isn't that good, and that team, it depends on who's booking the team. If you have a bunch of front office people that, you know, spent 7 years in the third grade, don't know what the hell they're doing, then you're going to fail.
Exactly.
The Washington football team front office is a mess. All right. Because they got themselves into too much trouble. They had got themselves into too much trouble, you know, around the time when they drafted Haskins.
Well, Haskins just fell in their laps, too, because everybody thought he was going to go to New York.
Right. But he didn't. So, like, again, too, you really have to look at, like, the front office as a – as like a creative team or a booking team, if you will. Because they're the ones that sign the contracts. They're the ones that offer the deals. They're the ones that say, hey, look, we want this guy. But if you don't have a good team surrounding him, it's not going to work.
No,
or if you have people that don't trust this guy, it's not going to work. They like Alex Smith, so they're going to protect Alex Smith. They don't like Dwayne Haskins, so they're going to let him get knocked on his ass.
Yep. You think he gets picked up by anybody?
Well, he hasn't yet. I mean, he went unclaimed on waivers.
Yeah, he's unclaimed on waivers and now is officially a free agent.
I don't think if they pick him up, they're going to pick him up as a third string quarterback next year.
Yeah, I could see Jacksonville doing it. Is there any?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's Washington.
It's just.
I'm sorry. No.
I was just going to say it's unfortunate. I mean, because I'm sure Dwayne Haskins is a good kid. And he's, you know,
well,
he's well-liked.
Well, I think what the last straw was that he did refuse to talk to reporters after the game. Like, he just walked right out of the game. And then after they lost the following week, last week, he was found partying without a mask going at a nightclub. So it's a lot, but behind the scenes, what's going on with this whole Dwayne Haskins situation?
Yeah, he's probably just immature.
Yeah, he's only, what, 22, 23? Second year? Has all this money?
He's 22 or 23.
Yeah. He just needs to turn around, and this could be a wake-up call for him. So.
Maybe.
Never know. Yeah. Now, is there any other division besides this East and AFC South? All the other divisions are wrapped up, right? So Tennessee and Indy, both, I mean, one of them could miss the playoffs and both could meet the playoffs.
Right.
Now,
I just count the scenarios. They don't give me scenarios about how teams can lose out.
Okay. Now, what are the draft scenarios?
The draft scenarios? So, right now, let's see. Well, the number one pick is going to Jacksonville this year.
Obviously, yeah. No matter what happens.
Yeah, Jacksonville clinched the number one pick.
Jets
right now, you have the Jets clinched the second round overall pick. Right now, Atlanta and Houston, they sit at 3 and 4. Philly and the Cincinnati sits at 5 and 6, followed by Carolina, who's holding the 7th round pick.
When is Atlanta playing?
Oh, Atlanta has Tampa Bay this week.
Which Tampa Bay could sit their starters? Because they have stayed playing next week. So, Tampa Bay, if you're listening, please do us a solid. And Lou?
Yeah.
But
it is like a scenario in case the Eagles can jump all the way up to the 3rd. With a loss, the Eagles can jump to the 3rd overall pick.
So Houston, Cincinnati, and Atlanta have to lose, right? All 3 of them?
They have to. No, Houston will have to win. Atlanta will have to win. Philly will have to lose. Bengals will have to win.
So we still can get in the top 5 if Houston and like Cincinnati lose, right?
Right.
But Atlanta wins. Wow. That's how bad we are talking about. We were talking about playoffs last week. Now we're talking about top 5, possibly top 3 in the draft.
Well,
how crazy is that?
Basically, if you think about it, the next spot out will probably be the NFC East team can still wind up in the top 10. This is just people who are not qualified right now. Draft order is not qualified for the playoffs. So you're looking at teams like the Giants and Cowboys. I think they're in for a top 10 pick, though.
What a division. Wow. Crazy.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Dinner's here, so I'm going to eat, and then I'll talk to you guys at 9 o'clock.
All right, yeah, we're going to wrap this up
later,
right now anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so all right, I'll talk to you guys later on for the other episode.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Clint, do you want to do picks real quick for the games that matter, and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah, why not?
So, which one matters? Baltimore, Cincinnati. Okay.
I want to. Well, the games that matter, and this has right here. First off, is going to be the Dallas Giants game, the only game that matters at 1 o'clock.
I'll take Dallas.
And I want to go with the Giants. Another game that matters, we're going to have the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh can eliminate the Browns from the playoffs, no matter the stellar season they had with a win.
I think Mason Rudolph is going to get revenge on the Browns. I'm going to take Pittsburgh to eliminate the Browns.
For some reason, I want to go to Cleveland to win this. I want to see Cleveland in the playoffs. Baltimore and Bengals.
Baltimore.
Baltimore is a must.
Not even a question.
Yeah. We have Dolphins.
Same with you.
Yeah, Baltimore is definitely like this is common sense. We have another key matchup of the AFC East. It's going to be Miami and at Buffalo. For some strange reason, I want to take Buffalo to win this game.
Yeah, if this was in Miami, I would take Miami, but it's in Buffalo. I think Buffalo. they're just red hot right now. And I think they start their starters in the first half, and then they're in control. And then they'll put in their backup. I don't think they want to see Miami in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cody.
So, the 4:25 games, we have three sets that's going to determine the number one seed for the NFC East, for the NFC playoffs this year. First up will be Seattle, Florida, and at San Francisco, or Arizona in this case.
I'm going to take – oh, they're not back in San Francisco. Okay. Boy, I'm going to take – San Francisco has been spoiler the last couple of weeks. Seattle already wrapped up the division. So I'm going to take San Francisco to spoil Seattle's chances at number one. They've been a thorn on teams this last couple weeks. The Rams and Cardinals, they have. So.
Right. I want to go with Seattle on this one. We also have another bid for a number one seed, as the Saints will be in Carolina to take on the Panthers.
I'm going to take New Orleans.
Yep, I'm going to go with New Orleans in this one. And the Packers will clinch the number one seed with a win. But the Bears will win, can make the playoff with a win berth, too.
I'm going to take the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to solidify himself as MVP this year.
What else? Tennessee and Houston, right? Tennessee needs to win.
Yeah, Tennessee, Houston.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
That's a toss up in my eyes, but I might have to go with Houston.
Yeah, because Houston doesn't want to give up. They want to play spoilers, too. So I could see that happen. And then Indy and Jacksonville. Right?
Yeah, Indy and Jacksonville. Which I think the Colts will get their revenge and take out Jacksonville nice and slowly.
What else? Did we miss any?
We also have the NFC's title. I say it was supposed to be the original title belt, but now it's just a title game for the football team without a question at quarterback in Philadelphia on Sunday Night Football.
I'm going to take Philadelphia. I feel like Philadelphia's going to win it. Cause that's just the way our season's been going.
Nah. Go on, watch the football team. I'm going
with
my man, Rob Rivera. I want it. I want it badly.
I want Philadelphia to lose because I want the top five pick. So. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What else? Any other games that are important?
Those are all of them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kalina.
You're welcome.
This has been the hard hit. This will be dropped tomorrow. This is Tuesday night, so this will be dropped Wednesday. Probably Wednesday morning or whenever I... We'll drop tomorrow. For the Hard Hit Show, this is Eric and Kenneth and Doug. Thank you very much. See you next week for the NFL playoff wildcard preview.
Yep.
Later, Kenneth.
Later.